This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Being someone you love. Oh my God. It's so angsty. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning, you guys. Hooman, it's nice to have you here today. Can't wait to come back 3 days a week, September 1st. Woo! It's going to be good. What do you think? Are we going to do Tuesday, Thursday, Friday? Friday, you know, it's nice. We've been missing out on the montage because it's no fun without you making
it
rain on the
home. Months, huh?
No, it's been a long time. Sad. I know. So Tuesday, Thursday, Friday then?
Yeah, well, just, you know, checking in with the doctor and let you know.
3 days a week, September 1st.
You think the doctor's going to say, I don't think you should go sit at work?
We'll get him a nice, we'll get you
stand-up
desk.
Well, I mean, ergonomically, this isn't, I mean, the greatest.
Well, we're talking about putting you in Studio C. It would actually be a better line of sight. It'll be fine. It'll be perfect. Okay. Hello.
Hello.
It's time. No.
Damn it. What? Come on. This is like one of his most popular songs here.
Like what? On his most recent record or something?
Well.
This is not a song that we want to hear.
Okay. You tell me what you want to hear. Then.
Play. Did we play Pump It Up yesterday? Pump It Up's a good one.
All right.
Or play Every Day I Write the Book.
I mean, just,
or Veronica.
There you go.
I liked She. It was really romantic sounding.
No, it's terrible. Pump it up when you don't even need it. Pump it up. If it's after 1985, don't play it.
Oh.
Thank you. All right. Right now, if you want to check, although, listen, all his music is great, and you'll see him perform it all on August 8th at the Concord Pavilion. Elvis Costello and the Imposters with Blondie. Oh, get some Blondie going.
Yeah,
a little Heart of Glass. Right. Not that rap song. Don't play that one. There's a rap song.
Rapture.
Yeah. That's the name of it. So dumb.
I don't hate that song.
Oh, really?
It's just so dumb. It's a total pop culture moment.
It is.
Is what that is.
No doubt. Call Me is also a good one for tomorrow.
All right.
So, Blondie and Elvis Costello and the Imposters at the Concord Pavilion on August 8th. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com. Or you can win a pair right now. 800-400-3697. I'd love to give them to you. A-Rod, just to quickly recap the thing. We're going to get Emmy nominations here any second.
Not till 8 o'clock.
Oh, I thought they were at 5:30.
You know what? I did too, but every story I've read says they'll be out later.
Oh, all right. Those are coming down today. Yay, we'll get to do those tomorrow. So Carly Lloyd was at Madison Square Garden on Friday night. A-Rod reportedly brought her to security so J-Lo could get her up on stage for the song Birthday Sex. Apparently that's the name of that song.
Carly Lloyd is a soccer player.
She is. She's part of the U.S. Women's National Champion Team. They just won. They're everywhere right now. Now I know three of them.
Say them.
Megan, Alex, and Carly.
All right.
But I hope to learn more about all of them. I want them all to be in the news.
Yeah.
Let's make these girls stars in something other than the soccer field. Because then maybe they'll actually get some money. So today is Carly's 37th birthday. This is the name of the song? This is the birthday sex.
Oh, my God.
My God. That is right.
That's like, weak.
It is weak.
The song?
Come on.
Yeah,
that sounds
fine. Who cares?
You like it?
Once
a year I bang you and it's birthday sex.
I can't remember how it went down, but we were in the car going to a restaurant over the weekend and on comes Boys to Men.
Oh,
which
one?
One of the.
I'm sure it's my jam.
I know. I'm sure it is too. So
One Sweet Day?
It comes on and Mrs. turns it up and she's enjoying it. And for some reason we're talking about this. Oh, she goes, "Do you know who this is?" And I go, "Yes, it's Boys to Men." And my daughter asks a question and I'm not really a fan, honey, but there's, you know, lots of people enjoy this music. I consider it cheesy. And
oh,
the missus goes, don't say that. And I go, and my daughter goes, what's cheesy? and the car's quiet and I go, over the top phony, honey. It's over the top and phony. And the missus just changes the station. This.
Say goodbye.
And then she went to school and used the word cheesy over the top and phony.
As long as she uses it correctly. Listen
you smell
to
cheesy.
Listen to how great this is.
That's someone emoting, Vinny.
Cheesy.
Oh my God. You know what the not cheesy thing is? Is how in Bryn is when this song is on.
I'm
he
serious.
Threw back
this is
his
like
head
my jam.
And singing it. Turn on your mic and sing it.
If you look at the video, the boys are like making fists and going.
Passion.
Yeah. This is their moment to shine.
They're all wearing the same suit in this picture. Goofballs.
Sing it, Brynny. Sing it.
Oh my God.
I actually know all these lyrics.
I know you do.
Crazy.
Just sing it.
No,
sing.
I'm not going to sing. I'm singing it in the background.
Just mouth it. Just.
Nah, don't do that, Sarah.
I'm not doing anything.
You already secretly photographed me earlier.
I'm going to be posting that up on my Instagram a little later. Once you get me the other half of the video, I need.
Yvonne's helping me out with it.
All right.
Because he has the actual.
Oh, I'm going to have a badass post today. It's
oh,
gonna be good.
Do you want to? Maybe you can send him that video and have him
do
put it.
So I want one on top, one on the bottom. Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
Oh, that's
so. Okay. Back to this Carly right. Lloyd story. So we're watching this video that. Of it, and this one girl is doing the most athletic thing, where she's just popping her butt like way up into the air by dragging her toes up. I mean, it's crazy. It's like a crazy down dog thing where she's like, you know, moving in a circle and popping it up and down. I'm like, oh my God. Bryn's like, I could do that. So he gets down to do it.
Well, she is a dancer.
Oh, yeah. No, it's, but for sure, I was like, whoa, feats of strength, right?
Oh,
and
but
then,
that's what she, I mean, wouldn't you be like,
no, I was
she's
just
all,
amazed.
Ow, oh, ow, this hurts.
I got to stop.
I'm going to take a knee. I need a minute.
The funny part was that Bryn goes,
the way you
that.
Paint
anyone
that picture,
that.
It's not,
anyone can I
could
say, well, you can do that. I can
it's,
do that.
I was saying
you,
that.
You can do that.
Most men, it's humping. That's what she's.
That is
kind of
high
floor.
Rise humping right there. I
well,
mean, you
I
don't
mean,
need
yeah,
to go all the way to the ceiling with your ass
you
and then drop
have,
it down.
You kind of have that motion like ingrained in you when you're already doing that on kind of a normal basis. I guess.
Why are you trailing off? I don't get it.
Like, I don't want to get too.
I don't understand what's happening
in
here.
Depth with. The whole humping thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Most
anyway,
men are
so
able
I got
to do that.
I got video of Bryn showing me that, you know, any dude can do that.
And she was holding the phone, like, where were you holding the phone?
I don't
like,
know.
Down
you,
by your waist
you
or something?
I so he thinks he's just giving me a show.
Yeah. It's a little sample.
Lucky me. And I'm meanwhile I'm taping the whole thing. And then
taping.
Whatever. I'm video recording
old people
it.
Stuff.
What? Oh my
hit
God.
Play and record.
People do still say roll down your window. So I'm going to have. So, Bonnie, I want you to do like the J-Lo video on top and then the Bryn, because it's lengthwise, you know? You got to put it up there. Make it.
Sorry, Vaughn.
I'll do a little side by side. It's going to be good. That's going to be my favorite post I ever put up.
Yeah, right.
So funny. He's like. He gets down on the ground too and is, you know, he's sort of in down dog position. So his shirt slides down toward his arms. And he's like, oh, what's wrong? Goes to cover himself up like a girl.
I've had better times, okay? Get off me.
Listen, you looked very strong. Don't Thanks. Worry. It's going to be a good post.
You're a jerk.
You're a jerk. Anyway, Carly got a lap dance at the J-Lo show. Congratulations on being 37 and on winning the World Cup title.
Equal pay.
Equal pay.
Did you see Snoop Dogg's video on that?
No, what did he do?
Oh, it's on
it's
his
great.
Instagram. It's so
it's
funny.
He's, full of profanity.
Yeah,
though.
He's swearing the
That's
whole time.
Too bad.
It's hilarious.
Well, we do that on the show now. We just play songs.
We
that
reached
have,
our right. peak for the week already, everybody. So let's
the Monday F word drop was, you know.
Thank God for the dump button.
Yeah. Everybody on the who listens on the internet though. They were like, oh, boy.
We all lost our cool. I'm yelling, turn it off! Turn it off! Oh, my God! Afterward, I'm like, geez.
I'm like, well, everybody else has dumb buttons.
I
look over
cow.
At the dumb button just to make sure somebody hit it. Yep, somebody hit it. All right, we're okay. So you remember the olden days when it seemed like because everyone was stealing everything off the internet that we were never going to pay for anything again? Uh-huh. Well, those days are over. According to the Consumer Technology Association, Americans are expected to spend a combined $26 billion on music and video subscription services this year.
Good. They should.
And that is up from $20.4 billion last year. That's a more than 25% increase in 1 year. And it's nearly twice the amount spent in 2017. So this is growing by leaps and bounds. They're
Good.
Saying by 2020, we're looking at $32.3 billion. So next year, another, you know, $6 billion on top of that. So how much of that is music? Way less than you might think. I actually figured it was like half and half. But I guess, you know what? People spend a lot more time watching TV than they do listening to music. So, we always hear how the people, you know, artists are barely scraping by. So who's making all this freaking money? You know, just
because it's
the record companies.
When it's divvied up among the number of people that are subscribing, it comes to nothing, pennies. It should be more expensive, in my opinion.
I'm with you.
Look, I know that most people feel take music for granted, like, hey, this is just my but these are artists who've dedicated their life to it and risked absolutely being poor,
right?
With the idea
are poor,
but well some are, sure, but you know what I mean, they've completely put it all on the line,
right?
Because they're dedicated to this art form and they've not only put the time in to study it and learn it and write it and perform it. And then in return, they get nothing.
Right.
It doesn't seem right to me.
380,000 streams makes you minimum wage for however long you're
in. I don't like
it. No, it's horrible. Horrible. So somebody's making that $8 billion, though, and apparently it's not most of the artists. It is a 33% increase over last year. This is just Apple Music and Spotify. They're saying because of Apple Music and Spotify, it's reaching $8.4 billion this year, which is still 33% more than it was last year. And so hopefully that trend continues and more people subscribe. but that means that, you know, $16 billion is what we're spending on things like Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, all the pay TV subscription services. Because I don't believe that this is streaming and... Yes, well, subscription services. So does that mean cable?
That's what I was going to ask, yeah.
It can't.
Well.
Can it?
It is subscription.
I guess. I always think of it as being, you know, that monthly subscription fee that you pay, where somehow, you know, Xfinity feels more like just a bill that I get. I don't know.
Seems like it'd be the same thing, though.
Right, yeah. As big as that number sounds, which, you know, it sounds like a solid number, you know, pushing $30 billion a year, this year, video games, are going to make about $40 billion. Mm. Like, they are so much bigger than we even realize. People are, and it's true, like, almost everyone I know has some game going on their phone. My brother's funny about it because he's always making jokes about how he's like, oh, my God, you know, when I get back on my game, I'm going to find out how my guys have been doing without me leading them. You know, with their captain gone, it's going to be, you know. Because I guess his people in whatever game he's playing are still fighting these battles, even though he's not there to.
So you know I play a game, right? PUBG.
Well, I know you play
run
something.
Run around shooting game. And
right.
Sometimes I talk to people, random people. Other times I just play and I don't talk. And, you know, part of a team.
Yeah.
I have certain friends I met on there. You know, regular friends that he's on. I'll jump in with him and play a game. And this is guy, TJ Ryder. That's just his screen name handle. I don't know who he is. And we've been talking. We've played for months. And
are you
finally,
in love with him?
No, we come around. He started. It's a long story, but we got to a point where he sang a song, which is that 8675, that song, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Tommy Two-Tone.
I started singing along with him. He goes, wait, you're way too young to know that song. And I go, well, no, I work on this radio show, and I learned it from work. He goes, yeah, I know who you are. I have a confession to make.
Oh, no.
tell Sir and Vinny I say hi. I'm like, what?
Oh, my God. Two worlds collide.
So TJ Ryder has been a listener the whole time but didn't tell me.
Well, what's your handle on there? Or do you not want to say?
Bryn Radio?
It's not.
Radio Bryn Alice Family
it's
Radio?
It's one of my email addresses that you know what it is. It's Frisco, you know, but which you guys also don't believe in saying Frisco, but
I don't care.
I've been using that for a long time.
Yeah, I just get yelled at when I got here and said Frisco. I'm like, oh my God. I also can't call it San Fran,
you
apparently.
You can't say that.
That's not what we say when we're from here.
Yeah, so I mean, that's what I am online is Frisco County.
Why are you mumbling it?
Because I don't want to say the whole thing. Yeah, it's fine. It's just a screen name handle and that I play a game under, but you know.
But how did he know it was you then?
I don't know. I think eventually he knew just because we play a lot. Like it probably was coincidental.
Maybe so. Sometimes he hears your voice. You're saying, or you have to type in.
Yeah, when people talk, I like to talk to people who can speak. Sometimes they're from Afghanistan or Japan.
Okay, so getting back to my original point is that some people are really into games online. I mean, how often? How many hours a week do you? And tell the truth for once.
It depends. Some weeks I go zero, and some weeks I go five. You know, like I'll play for, you know, each game is a half an hour or so.
Oh. Well, you have said that your wife or whatever she is, your fiance, is always like, oh, are you on that game?
Right. Yeah.
Can you get off there? I need you. I'm in the middle of a campaign.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Nita?
I'll do it after I win. Like. In the middle of a campaign.
Whatever. I'm in the middle of a war here.
Am I running for president or what?
I'm campaigning to win this battle. Anyway, gaming, video games are expected to generate about $40 million this year. So they're the ones that are making all the money. And I don't know how, but we are completely out of time. Vincent, what is coming up in the new?
Worrying. I'll do the strip club story. Oh. Actually, I got a couple strip club stories and an exploding toilet after these.
Great.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We have so much good stuff going on right now at the station. Ariana Grande tickets coming up at 7. At 8 o'clock, Outside Lands tickets. At 9 o'clock, another chance to go to Hawaii. Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
By the way, the winner for last week's trip to Aulani, the Disney resort in Hawaii, was Mindy from Santa Rosa. Mm-hmm. So congratulations to her.
Way to go, Mindy.
Next up, 7 o'clock, Ariana Grande tickets. Be here.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 40 years in the July sales event on... Holy smokes. You all right?
Did you actually hear that?
Oh, my God, yes.
I was not paying attention. Oh, no. Were you sneezing?
I blew my nose. But I had my mic off, for God's sake.
You were talking.
Oh, my God. Shut up, Vinny.
Brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 40 years in the July sales event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. Here's what's happening. The story is about moms specifically.
Uh-oh. What do we do now?
Nothing. It's just the amount of worry that a mom has in the first year of a baby's life. I remember before we even considered having a kid, my buddy told me that the first year he didn't sleep because he got it in his head, this sudden infant
death syndrome,
cribs, SIDS, whatever. He got it into his head that was going to happen to them and didn't sleep.
That is a real worry. And you do find that even when your kid is sleeping soundly and perfectly, you'll go in there and be like, oh my God, is it dead? Like, you literally will touch your wake your baby up to me. And they're like, ah! And you're like, what did I do? Oh, my God, you're alive. Go back to sleep.
Just this weekend, I can't remember why the missus was gone, but for whatever reason, I was in charge for a period of time over the weekend.
Oh, she was at her bachelorette party.
No, that was
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks. Any, it doesn't matter. I was in charge for a little while, and my oldest one goes, "Can I go down the street and see if the neighbors can play?" And I go, "Yes, have fun." And then I put the baby down for a nap, and for whatever reason, because of the way that we got a camera on that kid at all times, and I'm looking at the camera, but the camera seems like she has this little handkerchief blanket because we won't give her a real blanket. So she's got this little handkerchief, but she's kind of covered her face with it a little bit. And I had this moment where I'm like, I am so afraid that she's going to come home and I'll have killed both kids. Like, one's gone.
You don't even know where one is. And, and the other one is smothering on her blanket
and I'm
upstairs.
I'm staring at this camera, oh, and I'm thinking, I better go out and look. And actually, she texted me, like, "Hey, how's it going?" And I'm like, "Everything's okay." And I ran outside to look.
Of course you did. You're worried about it.
You can't help but worry
about these
kids.
And not just because you're afraid
kids.
Your wife is going to be mad at you when she gets home.
No, I know, but But you don't want to be...
Oh, no.
The one that
oh,
goes,
Lord, no.
I don't know.
You could never forgive that other
where
person.
Where one is right. and the other one smothered when right. I wasn't looking. Mm. So it's legit. This happens. Yep. According to a new survey, moms spend 1,400 hours worrying about their baby during just the first year.
And frankly, it gets worse from there on. Like, you know, you worry about everything. And I was already kind of a worrier before I even had kids. Like, worrying about stuff I can't even remember now. Like grinding on it. And then you get kids and you're like, every story you hear in the news, it's happening to your kid. Like, I would go down these rabbit holes of daydreams that or daymares that were just, they're crushing. Like, you can actually, I am positive that there's a ton of mental health issues based on this stuff that people just go off the deep end with this.
The baby's overall health is the big one, but the milestones, are they hitting them at the right age? Shouldn't he or she be walking by now?
Right. Oh, is she not talking? Is he not saying any words?
Where are those teeth?
Right. Oh, my God. And everyone's asking. You're like, I don't know. I just, you know, I wasn't really setting a timer by it, but...
The feeding thing becomes a big issue. Are they growing as they should? And are they getting enough nutrition?
Right.
All things moms
oh my
and
God,
dads
so much to worry about.
Worry about.
I just want them to be happy.
So this story is the one that Yuzette was referring to earlier. And you see this, I think, especially where alcohol is involved and then where couples are blurring the lines of what is acceptable behavior, sexually speaking, flirtatiously speaking, all that stuff. It's all fun and games till it
is
it pokes someone funny,
right?
And then they get weird about things.
Okay.
36-year-old Chris Sutton was staying at a hotel with his wife in the Florida Keys over the weekend.
Florida.
They decided to be adventurous and go to a strip club together called Woody's.
Uh-oh. Woody sounds like a dude's place.
Well, strip clubs in general are...
No, I mean, it sounds like naked guys dancing.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Woody's. I'm going to go see some Woody's.
That's funny.
But I guess, right, now that I think of it, I guess that could be a place for dudes to go because they're going
to
go get one of those, right?
I don't... I had to do appearances at strip clubs for
Lucky.
A while in San Diego at a rock station, but I really have never been a strip club guy. I like naked ladies, but...
You don't like being in a room full of Woody's.
I don't like being... I don't understand really the... I mean, I do. They're naked ladies. I get it. But the scene is not mine. Mm. That's all I can say. Right. I'd prefer to just be at a beach where there's
Even
girls
there
in
drinks.
Bikinis.
Yeah, sure.
Whatever. I'm just not into it. So, anyway... At one point, some of the strippers pulled his wife on stage, and she went along with it. Apparently, they started undressing her.
Oh.
And that was
He's like, you don't get to
bone.
Take... Were they... And they were female strippers who were taking her clothes off, or they were male strippers who were taking her clothes off?
I believe, from what I've read, it's female strippers.
Yeah.
This is a regular...
Regular old Woody's. So... He just doesn't want other dudes seeing his wife naked,
That's what I figured.
Which is understandable. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they were undressing her. She was fine with it. The husband was not.
Uh-oh.
I don't know how much they'd had to drink at this point, but
Plenty, I'm sure.
Part of strip club culture.
Right.
Is the drinking, partying.
And they probably were drinking before they even got there. That's what gave them the great idea to go there.
They're on vacation.
Right.
Yeah.
They're staying in a hotel.
Yeah.
We're down Florida.
Yeah. Let's be wasted the whole time.
Anyway, she was cool with them stripping her clothes off. Chris wasn't. The husband, Chris Sutton, 36, he started yelling at her. So she walked off the stage and left. Now the good times have...
officially begun?
No, stopped.
Oh. I thought this is where the party was going to start. He's all, get in the car.
A random guy saw them arguing in the parking lot. Chris apparently threatened to kill her if she left. So this guy who saw them arguing stepped in, and for his troubles, he got punched square in the nose and lip.
Oh, that's no good deed.
Chris says when the police got there, he said, "No, I fell while I was arguing with my wife. That's why my hand is all beat up. Why my knuckles are bloody.
Not because that guy's face is smashed right there."
The wife says, "He didn't touch me. He didn't get physical with me, but he's facing battery charges for punching the random guy who tried to help his wife."
Well, and wouldn't he get assault charges for screaming at her that I'm going to kill you if you leave?
Well,
like, that's a threat.
But is the wife going to press charges?
Doubtful.
And did it's one of those scenes where you just go, wow, all in the name of fun.
And is this one of those scenes where as the coffee starts to kick in and you start to sober up, you're like, oh, no, what have I done?
Of course. Of course.
You don't want to wake up from that.
That story to this one. A strip club in Toledo, Ohio named Scarlett's Cabaret is refurnishing. And so they're giving away all the old couches.
It's called what? Scarlett's what?
Cabaret.
And it's a strip club?
Mm-hmm.
And so people don't want these couches, right? I mean, they're just going to take them straight to the dump.
Yes, they're used couches, and they're on offer. Would
yes,
you like one?
How much? I'll just get it recovered.
Reposted. They listed the couches on Facebook Marketplace and added, quote, "Warning, may have stains from unknown bodily fluids. Use at your own risk."
Ugh. Your dog will love this couch. Well, dogs love smells.
Well, actually, it's not a bad idea to take it to the shelter. They're always looking for...
Sure.
Chairs and
they're
recliners.
On offer for free.
Oh,
no word
free.
On if they've been
scooped up
yet. Yeah, usually there's a there's a club I belong to where there are it's a meeting place, and there's always couches and chairs, and they're all random from
sure.
Clearly nothing
looks
was
like
planned.
A flea market
it
right.
Looks like a flea market, and you do at
do you
times
always go for the hard
go,
folding
well,
chair?
I do. I do.
Of course, Vinny. Vinny's like, I'll sit on the floor.
I can't do that couch. I'm so sorry.
Even though it looks comfy.
It's the last seat left, and I'm going to stand.
Yeah. You have pants on.
I know, but they may have been from Scarlett's Cabaret.
They may have.
Warning. May have stains from unknown bodily fluids.
Oh, we know full well what those bodily fluids are.
So gross.
What do you think, we were born yesterday? No one knows.
You ever been
Everyone
to a strip
knows.
Club?
Yeah, lots of times.
Lots of times?
Well, I wouldn't say that I like frequented one, but I went to this one place. I'll never think of the name of it. It's in someplace in...
East Bridgewater?
No, it's not. There's not in East Bridgewater, but I want to say it was in like Abington or something, really
Abington.
Close to my house. And it was a male and female place. So there we did, I went there with my parents a couple times.
With your parents?
Yeah, just for fun. And,
with your parents?
Yeah, it was really fun because it was just so funny. Like they had this one guy older.
With both your parents?
Yeah, I think so. Definitely with my mom a few times, but I think me, my dad, I think they might have taken me there for my birthday one time.
Mm. To the strip club. Mom, down Abington.
Mom, text me what the name of that place was. But
out
we
of
went
the 10 best strip clubs in Abington here.
Oh, let's hear the names.
Oh, let's
Centerfolds,
the, names.
The Foxy Lady, The Glass Slipper, Club Alex's, Men in
I
Motion.
Think it was Alex's.
Was it Alex's?
I think it was Alex's. Do they do
there.
Like they? It was like a his and hers night.
I
but
don't
so
know
anyway, they had this one guy called Mr. Big. Uh-huh. Oh. I don't know why. Long nice. Before Sex and the City. And he was an older dude, not good looking at all, but with the hugest you-know-what uh-huh. of all time. And I swear, and listen, here's another thing.
He was a These shower, are, not a grower.
The,
like,
yes.
He was always like...
Always. And was kind of a grower. Oh. And they were fully nude. Like, I've never, since Alex's, which I think is where we went, I've never seen fully naked dudes again. And the girls, fully naked, spread eagle. Like,
so they don't sell alcohol.
I don't know, Vin, because I also feel like I had
what birthday
there.
Was it? Was
that
it
may be a California thing.
Might have been. Yeah, I don't know what the rules are. But, you know, I mean, Massachusetts is one of those blue states. You can't buy liquor after 11. You can't buy liquor on Sundays. You know, there's all these rules around it.
Well, and they break the rules.
They do.
I'm thinking of the one time I went to a place here in the city, the stuff that they were serving alcohol. They were also fully nude. And there was also...
Touching.
They did, in their own show, made stuff disappear. And I was like,
oh,
can they? What the? Yow.
Where'd that go?
She just,
hey, where's that one thing?
Hey, just, where'd my 20 go?
This went away.
Ew.
In the other place.
Oh.
I was like,
bad place?
Well, the good place, depending on where you're coming from. But I was like, wow, this show's extreme.
So anyway, this Mr. Big Guy.
Oh, yeah.
He would go
did
to.
Did he mushroom slap you?
No, no, but he was laying out on this, like, you know, dais or something. Just like a sort of a raised stage, but low enough that he could lay on it with all these pillows and stuff. And he's laying kind of sideways with it. And it was round. It was like circling around so everyone would get a look. And he would
funny.
Go to Neil Diamond's, hello, my friend, hello. And he would wave at you with it.
Oh, wow.
Hello, my friend.
That's hilarious.
He could get full lift off.
Oh, yeah.
And then full drop.
He would just, tightening the muscle, I guess, because it wasn't like it was becoming more and less engorged. It was just being lifted up. So I think it was a pudgy, and then he was able to just lift the thing up.
That's Hello, talent.
And he would wave it. He was ugly. Not a good looking dude.
Well,
but
you're
humongous.
Not looking at his face.
I wasn't, but there it is.
And that's He's comedy.
I'm doing the whole thing.
And that
over here,
stage, man. The round stage.
Yeah, go to him.
Oh, that is so great.
You're missing your chance to get her on video.
Oh,
I don't
well,
know why
too late
you
now.
Never get competing video.
He's busy getting the music for
trying,
me.
Yeah, I know. I should just stop this and go over there and do it. I didn't even see what she was doing.
I was waving my wiener at you.
Nice, Vinny 650 says strip clubs in Portland go full nude and serve booze.
Yeah, I think it is. It must be state thing.
Yeah, state by state.
And when I lived in Oregon, I had heard that Oregon has the most strip clubs per capita of any state.
Yeah.
It's their thing.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's whether it's the rainy weather or they're just super horny because they love meth too. I don't know what their thing is.
Does meth make you horny? Alex's. My mom is
confused. Oh, it is Alex's.
Oh, wow.
Yes, anyone, any police you talk to who've ever been involved in narcotic bust will tell you if you bust a meth house, you also find piles upon piles of sex toys and porn.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Horny all the time, horny all the time. Meth will make you horny all the time, horny all the time, horny
you know what?
All the time.
I'm so sad that I don't have Handy the Meth Gator story.
Handy
to
the Meth Gator.
Segue from meth.
Handy the Meth Gator?
Oh, yeah.
I gotta know
that.
About this.
Well, no, it's not. They're talking about in Florida, that's where the story broke, was about
Florida.
How please don't flush your drugs because you're making, we have meth gators now.
Who is flushing all their drugs in Florida?
Well, if the cops come, I suppose.
What, the cops are making lots of runs, huh?
Well, even if,
and the gators know which drains to hang by, I guess.
How many parties were you at that got busted by police? Because I was at a million.
Not very many.
What?
I never had to flush any drugs.
You never went to keg parties?
That Occasionally. Were I don't remember them every... Listen, I lived in a cow town, man. Like, people didn't even know there was a party going on next door to them. Because they were acres away.
Okay, well, in Orange County,
the houses
every
are side
party
by side
ended
with
by
you
police
hiding in the bushes with the keg, waiting for the cops to leave.
Well, that was one in particular that I've told that story because we saved that keg.
Yeah, well,
and then stayed in the bushes. Once they cleared the house, we're like, let's just stay here. We got everything we need.
What else could we possibly want?
People will come back.
And they did.
They did.
Of course they did. They didn't see the cops leaving with the case.
That's the usual way a party in my youth ended, was with police intervention, and often people were flushing whatever they, in an effort to not, especially if you had a record.
Oh, yeah. You don't need another offense.
Anyway, they're saying, oh, wow, here's a bunch of, here's a picture of drug paraphernalia. Oh, this story out of Tennessee.
And, this, officers, and they're saying flushing this will create Alabama meth gators.
Yes.
So it's not Florida meth. Well, I'm sure it's Florida meth gators, too. So these gators must know the perfect drain to hang by.
You know, one time I was hanging out by this drain, and oh, it's happening again.
The Tennessee Police Department is warning residents to stop flushing drugs down their toilet and sinks out of fear they could create meth gators.
Oh, so wait. So
now our sewer guys take great pride in releasing water that is cleaner than what is in the creek, but they do not, but they are not really prepared for meth, they say. Ducks, geese, and other fowl frequent our treatment ponds. And we shudder to think what all one hyped up on meth could do. And they're more worried about meth gators, which I'd be worried about, too. Yeah. Meth humans are scary.
But there's no documented cases of meth gators. Is that what we're hearing? They're afraid of this, but they're not.
Right.
But there's no gators that have so far gone on
what
a tear,
like, yeah.
Ground their teeth down to nothing. If you see any toothless gators, you know we got a meth problem. Toothless gators with boners.
I told you this. When I was in rehab, everyone sort of clicks off. Clicks are just normal part of.
What do you mean clicks off?
We click off. Like the alcoholics end up over on this.
Click with a
Q. And the meth heads, you're looking at them going, oh, my God, they're so freaking scary. And there's that sort of stay away from the meth heads kind of thing. And that's
funny.
So meth gators are even scarier than meth humans.
Oh, there's no question that would be, although 6 months later on their second arrest, they look like old. Like gray beards and no teeth.
Is that right?
Their little gator faces are all wrinkled up.
Sores all over
droopy
them.
Eyes, right? Real skinny. Excuse me.
Meth gators, hysterical.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Oh, my God. Anyone who does it after hearing the horrors of meth, you're just dumb.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. I'd just like to say, no one on this show has ever flushed meth.
Nope.
I know that that's a fact.
Bryn?
Jack.
What?
Just all you have to do is say no.
Too yeah, late. No.
He said what?
Okay.
Okay, everybody except Bryn.
All right.
This is my favorite show we've ever done. Oh, meth gators.
Don't text and drive, people. There's a couple.
Too late.
It is the age gap. Younger folks love Boys to Men. There's some cheesy music, Sarah and Vinny like.
No.
Ha, 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 ha.
That's true.
No, we don't like anything cheesy.
Oh, well, listen.
Carry on my wayward son. Nothing cheesy about that.
I wasn't even going to say that one.
Oh, which one were you going to say?
You and your Foreigner fascination.
Oh, God. Well, old Foreigner is great. It's great.
You're talking about
great.
Go for it, come on, let's go.
Oh, no, that is not cheesy. That is awesome.
Burst into.
I'm with you, Bryn. I'm 31. I'm 100% down with Boys to Men for
Thank
life.
You.
Yeah.
Those are my
people. Oh, it's all the 30-year-olds. They love Boys to Men.
My peepos.
Your peepo.
Hey, Vin, if Boys to Men is over the top and cheesy, then what do you call it when grown men scream at the top of their lungs and wear clown makeup?
Yeah, what about that? You're not really into any of that. Oh, you are into Slipknot's kind of a clown band.
I love Slipknot.
What about the other? What's the clown band that's called Clown something?
Oh, insane Clown Posse.
Yeah, insane clown.
I do not love them.
What is it?
Clowns.
Juggalos.
Yeah. Juggalos, I think.
But Marilyn Manson, I'm totally into.
Yeah,
so.
I don't think he's cheesy. He's just scary.
Okay, whatever.
The beautiful people.
I'm with you, Bryn.
Kiss, though, Vinny. You like Kiss.
I love Kiss.
Oh, Kiss is
well,
great.
Look, Kiss,
I'm sorry, Kiss is great.
Kiss is like from my childhood, though.
Right.
They were marketed to me.
Yeah.
I was in third grade and fully went in.
Boys to Men was from my childhood, too. Same exact concept. I was like,
no,
that was
totally
the music
different.
I was growing
Yours
up
is
with.
That was sucky, and Kiss was awesome. So that's,
oh,
the, that's
okay.
the difference.
That's the difference.
Just a slight difference.
I get it now.
You know, it's just your bad luck that you were born so late.
Good morning, radio family. I finished Stranger Things last night, and I know you guys got to watch it. But if Sarah hasn't finished yet.
I finished episode 7 last night. I have one episode to go. And it was so good. It was 7:35 or something when episode I'm like, I have to go to bed.
Okay,
so
let me ask
bummed.
You a couple questions.
Okay.
Are you enjoying it?
Oh my God,
so
it's
far.
So good.
You like it.
It's so good.
They did a great job,
the first
didn't they?
Three, I will say this. The first three I was like, yeah, I'm glad it's back on. I'm enjoying it. Episode 4 starts to take off and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe what's happening. And then by episode 7, I was like, I can't believe I have to go to bed right now.
So I don't remember, but I finished. So is it 8 episodes long?
Only 8 episodes.
Okay,
I have one
you have
episode.
One
I'll
left.
Finish it today.
All right.
In fact, I may go home and be like, John, let's watch it right now.
Oh, you're probably frothing.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to watch it. I was actually thinking, like, let's watch 10 minutes of it. I'm like, if I do that, I'm going to be
then
up
you're
until
stay
9
at.
O'clock.
True. Because it's really good. Good. I'm glad you're where you are. You'll enjoy it. What's coming up? I'm out of time. So far out
yes.
of time, too, by
R.
the way.
R. Kelly. I'll give you an update on that.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.